Hey everyone, welcome back to Kind Words for the Mind. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving into something that plagues us all, sometimes in the most unexpected ways. Comparisonitis. Ever scroll through social media and feel like everyone else is winning at life? You know that feeling when you see someone rocking your promotion, a killer vacation, or even just a flawless Instagram story, and suddenly your own achievements feel, well, let's just say less impressive. Trust me, I get it. Comparison is like that pesky shadow that follows us around, whispering doubts and making us question our worth. But here's the thing. That comparison game is a rigged one. You're comparing your behind the scenes to someone else's carefully curated highlight reel. It's simply not fair, and it sets you up for disappointment every single time. So how do we ditch this comparison trap and start focusing on our own beautiful, unique journeys? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your mindset. 1. Reframe your thinking. First things first, recognize that comparison is a thief. It steals your joy, your energy, and even your motivation. When those thoughts of I'm not as good, or they have it all, creep in, actively challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought helpful? Is it true? What would I tell a friend who is having this thought? Remember, your worth isn't measured by likes, followers, or possessions. It comes from within. 2. Celebrate your wins, begin small. We often focus on what we haven't achieved, but let me tell you, acknowledging your wins is crucial. Did you finally finish that project? Master a new recipe? Wake up on time without hitting the snooze button 3 times? Celebrate it. These little victories add up to something amazing. Keep a journal or a list of your accomplishments. You'll be amazed at how far you've come. 3. Embrace your uniqueness. You are a masterpiece, one of a kind and irreplaceable. There's no one else on this planet with your exact combination of talents, experiences, and quirks. Instead of trying to fit into someone else's mold, celebrate what makes you. 4. Focus on your growth. Life is a journey of continuous learning and evolution. Instead of comparing yourself to others, shift your attention to your own progress. What are you working towards? What skills do you want to develop? What challenges can you overcome? Embrace the learning process and remember that every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. 5. Practice gratitude. When we focus on what we're grateful for, comparison simply melts away. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your passions, even those little moments of joy that brighten your day. A grateful heart is a happy heart, and it sets you free from the chains of comparison. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's constantly comparing herself to her Instagram famous friend, Lisa. Sarah sees Lisa's flawless photoshoots, sponsored trips, and endless followers, and she starts feeling inadequate about her own life. She puts less effort into her work, skips out on social events, and even begins to doubt her worth. But then Sarah realizes that what she's seeing is just a glimpse into Lisa's carefully curated world. There's probably a ton going on behind the scenes that we don't see. Sarah decides to shift her focus. She starts celebrating her own achievements, no matter how small. She remembers that her talents and passions are unique, and she begins to invest in her personal growth. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling more confident, more fulfilled, and less burdened by the weight of comparison. So remember, friends, you are enough, just as you are. Embrace your journey, celebrate your wins, and ditch the comparison game. It's time to shine bright, unapologetically and authentically. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media, leave a review, or even send me a quick email. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other in cultivating kind words for our minds. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself, stay curious, and never stop growing. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.